This is Truth of the Matter, and your host, Gio Chicago, is at the epicenter of the news once again. And no, this has nothing to do with the Olympics being held in Chicago in 2016. As many of you heard, President Obama, his wife, and Oprah included traveled to Copenhagen to argue their case before the International Olympic Committee on why Chicago should hold the 2016 Olympics. Now, if you've heard the news, you know that Rio de Janeiro, Brazil was given the privilege of hosting the 2016 Olympics. But now, rather, this is more of a controversial issue because the city council has voted unanimously in favor of a proposed ordinance which would restrict councilors from visiting any abortion clinics so that they cannot speak to women who are going there to have abortions. Now, Joe Scheidler of the Pro Action League believes that the council is trying to take away their First Amendment rights. And he is quoted as saying, they're talking about an 8-foot bubble zone around each person coming to a medical facility, which means abortion clinic. He continues, and they're trying to keep us 50 feet away from the entrance door to hospitals, medical clinics, healthcare facilities, in other words, abortion clinics. He continues, we're sidewalk counselors. We talk to these women. We're trying to befriend them. We have to talk within 8 feet of them because if you're going to hand them any literature or show them any pictures of fetal development, you have to be standing by them. In essence, all they are doing is trying to talk these women out of going through with these abortions. They are talking to them and telling them how killing an innocent unborn child is evil and that they should abstain from such an action. But rather, this governmental entity is trying to impose themselves on the First Amendment rights. It's censorship. According to the Constitution, it says in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. This is just another example on how many evil entities are trying in a very crafty manner to silence freedom of speech.